at Busselton's new Saltwater Performing Arts Centre next year. Vivian, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd really like to start with your most recent work. Tell us more about Bus Stop.
Oh, well, it's delightful, actually, to be working on such a it's a beautiful project that was inspired by the opening of the Saltwater. Well, it is going to be a theatre, and it's going to be performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, all those things. But Phil Thompson and Kelton Pell have teamed together, and they've got a team. I'm on the team as an actor and collaborator.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynette Narkle, who's a wonderful Indigenous woman who lives in Bunbury, and Mark Howitt and Janine Oxenham. And we've been working on this... a fabulous story that tells the history of Busselton, and obviously it celebrates the historical stories plus the local Wurundjeri First Nations people's history. And so it's an ongoing thing, and we're holding community workshops.
Great.
We've been doing acting, and I've been doing voice workshops because I'm also a vocal coach.
Mm-hmm.
And movements and all those sort of things. So when the actual building is finished, which will be in next year now, this will be a fantastic week of celebration, and I hope everyone will come.
Well, it sounds like a simple premise, but lots of fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we've been having fun because, you know, it's about working with the community, performers coming together to create the opening of the theatre and the exhibition space and art gallery. But it's sort of a hybrid combination of professionals and community participation, and bringing, you know, the very rich artistic community here together to celebrate. Yeah, so it's I'm really enjoying it so far. It's really great. So we've got a major first draft. And we're working in a few months on, you know, completing it.
What are the benefits of living in the Southwest, Vivian?
Danae, that's a good question. Because I'm a Sydney girl, born and bred in the eastern suburbs. So I'm sort of like a salt and water woman from, Sydney. So I'm used to being near the coast. I'm used to enjoying a beautiful coastline.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved to WA in Perth in the late 80s, I married a West Australian, and we brought our children over.
Mm-hmm.
They were born in Sydney. And so, I've been in Perth a long time, but I've gone back to Sydney a lot to work.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney's a lucky place for me. I always get a job when I land in Sydney, so that's really good. So I've been through a lot of... I don't know, a lot of experiences and evolving as an artist in West Australia, which is, it wasn't easy, and it's never easy to be an artist because you have your own practice, but you need people. Being an actor is a very communal experience. So, when I went back to Sydney and I was looking after my father, who was an amazing human being, and when he passed away, I decided to come back to WA because my children live in Perth.
Right.
But I didn't want to be Perth-centred, you know. I wanted to experience, you know, country life, and I wanted to set up a sort of yoga studio and retreat thing. That didn't happen. I did set up the studio, but not the retreat thing, because I've been working as an artist, and that's been really fabulous. But, you know, I only knew two people in Margaret River when I moved down here, and one left and went and moved to Byron Bay, so I had one contact here, and now I've got lots of friends and lots of... lots of people in my life down here, and it's absolutely stunning.
Beautiful.
Wonderful it is. And although it's been a really tough winter. I mean, it's been very wet and we needed the rain. But I bought, you know, Danae, when I do something, I usually do it big. And people have said, gosh, you're brave. And I think, oh, maybe I'm brave, or maybe I'm just sort of, I don't know, stupid.